This is Reno Public Radio News. I'm Will Stone. Wolfpack officials are hoping to get approval from the Nevada System of Higher Education's Board of Regents for more than $11 million worth of upgrades to Mackey Football Stadium. To learn more about the proposed renovations, Reno Public Radio's Michelle Bliss spoke to Doug Newth, the director of athletics for the University of Nevada, Reno.
Tell me about the proposed stadium renovations that you're going to be bringing to the Board of Regents next week.
Talking about a number of things. First and foremost, we're widening the aisleways in Mackey Stadium to add handrails. And you wouldn't believe it, but there's no handrails in our entire stadium. So folks that have mobility issues have a hard time in our stadium. And frankly, we have people fall almost every single game. And our fans say, you know, I'm not coming back. It's just not safe for me. We're adding more ADA handicap wheelchair seating. In fact, we're going to triple our number of wheelchair spots and also move that seating to a more prominent seating area in the stadium so they have a much better view of the game. And third component will be our chair back seats. Right now you have only bleacher seats. When you sit on a cold metal bleacher in November, that's not much fun. And then there's the big one, which it's shocking to even talk about, but we think it's a big deal for us. We've heard from our fans, is more permanent restrooms. In our stadium, we have a lot of porta-potties. And for those of us that are older, for those of us with young families, it's not much fun bringing your kids into a porta-potty. And then finally, some of our fans will have a brand new club level, which will be an indoor-outdoor club level, nice, padded, comfortable chair-back seats. Inside, they'll have access to a full-service kitchen, food and drinks provided throughout the game, and that'll be something we've not had before.
And I understand that the capacity of the stadium will actually decrease with some of these renovations. Is that right?
The reality is when you widen the aisles to put in handrails, you lose a seat or two on either side of the aisle. And then when you put in chairback seats rather than bleachers, we'll lose almost 4,000 seats in the stadium, which will reduce our overall capacity to just above 26,000.
Why should the Board of Regents approve spending more than $11 million on stadium upgrades when there are maybe more pressing academic needs system-wide?
That's an easy one, Michelle. The answer is there's zero tax dollars. There's zero state dollars. There's zero student fee dollars going into the stadium. And this is not asking the Nevada System of Higher Education for money for a football stadium. We're asking them for approval to borrow the money, and then we pay the money back through our own ticket sales.
So ticket sales will go up?
Yep, there will be an increase because that's the one way we finance the stadium project. Right now in our conference, in our Mountain West Conference in football, we're the lowest season ticket price in the conference. And if we increase our ticket prices to what's proposed in our Board of Regents material, we'll be the seventh highest ticket price. We think that's pretty reasonable for the quality of program that we all want.
What is that proposed increase for season ticket prices?
Well, it depends on a number of things. It depends on your seat location. But generally speaking, our prices are going to go up a couple hundred dollars per ticket.
For a season's worth of tickets.
Exactly.
Doug Newth is the director of athletics for the University of Nevada, Reno. Next week, he'll be presenting a proposal to the Nevada System of Higher Education's Board of Regents to lend the school more than $11 million for renovating Mackey Stadium. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.